Congregational Church here in West Bend. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are most welcome here. We do have a number of announcements this morning, so I'd like to move through them. I'm going to start with Judy.
Good morning. This Wednesday is going to be a Christian fellowship meeting, and it's a lunch and a Yankee swap. So you're supposed to bring a gift worth $5 wrapped up, and the ones that are best wrapped up are chosen first. So you choose a gift. If somebody else wants one, they're going to trade what they have and get what you have. So it gets kind of crazy, but it's a turkey dinner. I think Cindy had a lot of leftover turkey, so that's what we're going to get. And it's on the 11th at noon. Got to sign up. Today's the last day to sign up.
Thank you, Judy. Carol?
Good morning. On evening before Christmas and on Christmas Day, we'll have a display of luminaria over on the old town hall steps. We've been doing it for 4 or 5 years now, and it's a great way to let the city know that we're here and for you to honor someone that you love or to remember someone that has passed. So we hope that you will find this in your brochure. Fill it out. It's only $5 donation, and if we can have 100 of them over there, it would be a great display. So thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Anybody else over here with announcements? All right.
Paul.
Wait, I have another one.
Yep.
Jean, come.
Next Sunday.
Into the microphone, Jean, please. You have to speak into the mic.
Next Sunday is World Service Food Collection Day. They are in a shortage of cereal, but whatever you can donate would be appreciated. So get an extra box of something at the grocery store and bring it with you next week. Thank you.
All right. Going once. All right, here we go. We need to say thank you to Alan, our choirs, the young singers, because Sierra is part of the young singers, the music committee, the ushers, church members who stepped up and were offering hospitality. What a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. Give yourself a hand. Oh, it's awesome. How blessed are we to have such a talented choir, music director, and music program. To have, we had 275 people here yesterday. So very excellent. And people who were able to experience hospitality, extravagant welcome right here at the First Congregational Church. It was wonderful. Coming next, 2 weeks from today, is Poinsettia Sunday, Christmas Sunday, Music Sunday. We have the New England Brass. We're going to have our pageant. And I would just like to invite any children, so if you have grandchildren who want to come and be in our pageant, please see Janet after church today. Speaking of Janet, we never welcomed you back as our Director of Family Ministries. So welcome back. Janet has been graciously agreed to come back for that. How wonderful. We have, let's see, pageant. Welcome back, Janet. Budget hearings after church, that'll be immediately after church today. I'm going to say this, though, Doug. If we have any visitors, they don't have to stay for the budget hearings. All right. I know Doug wants everyone to stay. If we can stay for the budget hearings, that would be great. And after the budget hearings, you can join us for a time of friendship and refreshment in our fellowship hall, in our dining room. And also, I believe, Blessed Pies is going to be open this after church today as well. Right? And I'm waving. I'm getting a wave.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. All right. So blessed eyes will be open. Are there any other announcements? Hearing none, let's take a deep breath in and out. And let us worship God.
Good morning. Please join me in our call to worship, as found in your worship guide. The day of the Lord brings grace and blessing.
We come to this day with hearts prepared for grace.
The day of the Lord brings judgment and pardon.
We come to this day with souls set on praying.
The day of the Lord brings wisdom and light.
We come to this day with minds eager to listen for God's will.
In our praising, praying, listening, and responding,
we come out to worship God.
Please join in our opening hymn, Come Through Long Expected Jesus, hymn number 135.
Last Sunday, we lit the first candle on our Advent wreath, the candle of hope. Let us light it again to show that our hope continues. Today, on the second Sunday of Advent, we continue to prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Mm-hmm.
prophet Isaiah has written, the wolf shall live with a lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child shall lead them. They will not destroy on all my mountain. We light the second candle to remind us that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He shows us how to share God's peace with others. The prayer of St. Francis asks God to help us be peacemakers. Let us pray together. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us show love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. Where there is darkness, light. Grant that we may not see so much, to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be lived as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, in pardoning that we are pardoned, and in dying that we are born to eternal life. Let us pray together as Jesus teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Vast are behind me, you can see a beautifully decorated Christmas tree. The ornaments on the tree are called chrismons, which means the life of Christ. Each ornament, they are all symbols of Christ. Each ornament is a way to share Jesus' birth and Jesus' life. They include stars, crosses, doves, angels, and cradles, as well as many other things. Traditionally, chrismons have been decorated in white and gold. Last Sunday, church school members created the 21st century versions of chrismons with white, gold, and a rainbow of colors. You can see them on the tree today. After today's service, we would also like to invite you to a special treat. As a gift to you, church school members will spend their time this morning decorating and then serving homemade butter cookies. We look forward to sharing those with you during coffee hour. Thank you very much.
And we're on our way.
Purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old and is in former years. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a responsive reading of the Canticle of Zechariah. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who has looked favorably on all people and redeemed them.
God has raised up my Savior for us in the house of David, as so in the mouth of the Holy Prophet his humble Lord, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us.
Thus God has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered the Holy Covenant, the oath sworn to our ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve without fear in holiness and righteousness from God's presence all our days.
And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give people knowledge.
Because of the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us.
To shine upon those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Peace be with you.
Oh,
thank you. I was hoping you might. Well, as you heard during our lighting of the Advent candle, peace is the theme for our second candle and something I'd like to reflect on today with you. Today, so many of us search for peace. And we have found it in songs. We might have said, "Let there be peace on earth." And in the 70s, some of you in church may have sung, "Peace is flowing like a river." And the Eagles sang "Peaceful, Easy Feeling" in the early 70s as well. And then we heard from the band Boston to have some peace of mind. What other songs about peace or have peace in the title that we know? We don't have to respond out loud today. Well, early on in my teaching career, I worked with second graders in church school classes. Second graders are still fun, as they will sing, they'll do hand motions with you. You have to understand, I spent most of my time in middle school, okay? So second graders were refreshing. But they're going to do all kinds of things, especially around Christmas time. In case you were wondering, you have about a 50-50 chance of getting those same kids to do that again at the end of second grade. All right? So they change throughout the year. Now, one of the songs that I taught children was "Come Lord Jesus" with hand motion. It was a simple song, but it incorporated some of the titles we'd give to the Savior, especially as we would sing, "Come, O Prince of Peace, come and be born in our hearts." The prophecies of the coming of the Savior all happened when the Hebrew people were not living in peace. Not only were they people who lived in hope, but they were people who did strive for peace. Now, last week, we heard from Jeremiah, who wrote during the Babylonian exile. And this week, we hear from Malachi with his book at the end of the Old Testament. Now, Malachi's unique position as the final book of the Old Testament offers a glimpse into the hearts of the Israelites, women and men, members of a nation that had been specially chosen by God, descendants of Abraham and Sarah, and inheritors of the rich tradition of the Jewish people. Their history told of glories like the Exodus from Egypt and faithfulness to God and to King David. But they had also experienced the judgment of wandering in the desert and the shame of exile from the promised land. At the time of Malachi, well over 1,000 years after Abraham's era, the Israelites had the advantage and a little weight of history on their side. They could see the shining rewards of faithfulness and what they associated as punishments with judgment, but even to the point of being uprooted from their land. But even with all that in perspective, the book of Malachi teaches us that they still strayed from the Lord's path. They needed God's intervention as much as ever. So this book, Malachi, as the final statement of judgment in the Old Testament, anticipates God's saving work through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Now, much like Malachi, John the Baptist tells us to come back, repent, make straight the paths, as he echoes the words of the prophet Isaiah. Now, this may be a funny thing for us, but the people who heard make straight the paths. We're expecting someone very important, like royalty, who would pass through their area. Because when this happened, the people would gather to repair the roads or the paths that they had established. The king is coming. We have to get ready. We have to fix the road. We can't have the king see the road look like this. We do a little bit of that when company's coming, don't we? We have to get the house ready. Well, they would fill in the holes and maybe even fix the edging, much like what some people do to their lawns today. Our gospel reading today introduces Luke's readers to John the Baptist, someone many of them may have heard about around the time of Jesus. Now, Luke makes the connection of John and Jesus earlier in the gospel, and we're going to hear that on December 22nd. Now, you may wonder what Malachi and John the Baptist have to do with peace and Christ as the Prince of Peace. Now, both the prophet and the Baptist remind us to get ready, to turn our lives around, again make straight the paths, repair what needs to be done, so that we can hear the gospel message and receive Christ in our hearts. What they may be trying to tell us is that unless we do these things and receive the Savior, we may not stand a chance at finding true peace. Well, we certainly want that peace. We pray for peace. We pray for peace in our world and in our country. And sometimes we feel as though things could pop at any minute. We also want inner peace. And sometimes it is that peace that is beyond all understanding. When and if it happens, peace will take us a while to become adjusted. It is almost like when we lose a spouse, a friend, or a child. And through our grief, we also have to get used to a new sense of peace, if ever. Our sense of inner peace is not dependent on things around us. Peace for us comes from knowing God's love for us, that unconditional love that we have talked about in the past. Inner peace allows our calms and worries to lessen and oftentimes cease. I believe that we are called to actively pursue peace in our own lives and in our community. However, we can't do for others until we do for ourselves. Our Advent time is a journey for ourselves in which we reflect on hope and peace as reflected in the Advent candles. Later, we will move to have opportunity to reflect more on joy and love. But for this week, I encourage all of us to consider how we can find that inner peace that the world does not give, but which comes from Christ. This may sound almost daunting at first, but consider this. Like the prophets, we do what we can. And maybe then we remain present, believing in an embodied love that will not denied, and a grace that cannot be earned, but is simply given to us. The preparation of Advent for this week is to kindle that flame of peace. Peace in our own lives, peace in our relationships with other people and our God, and peace in communities and creation. So much like those second graders, we can also sing our song with motions. You ready? Come, O Prince of Peace, come, O Prince of Peace, come, O Prince of Peace, come and be born in our hearts. Amen. Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of our joys and concerns that are listed in our worship guide. We pray for members and friends of our congregation, for Armand, Jonathan, Barbara, Kathy, Jeff, Peter, Dave, Heidi, Joan, Kathy, Marilyn, Leslie, Tom, Jean, Olivia, Susan, Betty, Mark, Bruce, Alan, Jody, Geneva, Janet, Pete, Darlene, Janet, Betsy, Nick, and Jocelyn. We remember our friends in senior care facilities for Nancy, Betty, Bob, and Leslie. And we pass along the sad news this morning at the passing of Joan Deacon. And we celebrate with those who have birthdays that will bring them to a certain age this week, for Gene Zimmerman, for Judy Lyon, and for Bob Rising, who was able to join us yesterday at the concert. My friends, may God be with you. Please pray with me. We come together to sing the praises of our faithful God, joining with Zechariah in his praises. Blessed be the Lord our God, favoring God's people with grace, mercy, peace, and joy. We celebrate our God's direct involvement with God's people and give thanks to this great gift. We give thanks, too, for the way all God's mighty promises have been revealed to struggling humanity as being fulfilled and completed. Our minds and hearts cannot comprehend the magnitude of these gifts. So all we can do or say is, praise the Lord our God for the gift of God's presence with us, in that we can believe in all God's promises. God-giving, hope-renewing, God, just as that ancient priest celebrated the new hope he had been given through your revelation, so we too praise and thank our God by the renewal by which hope continues to bless us. God's gift of hope is always new and precious to us because it is so much more than our idle daydreams or our wistful wishes. That hope is so much more than our ambitions of personal and professional success, and that peace is so much more than our most optimistic plans. Through God's gracious gift of living peace and hope, we at last have something to cling to that is tangible and real, that we can believe in, to trust in, and also upon which we can rely. We give thanks that Zechariah knew about and believed the ancient messages of the prophets, and that he recognized God's path to life was through the way of peace and justice, mercy and forgiveness. We give thanks that he was able to interpret God's message as a bright, shining light after centuries of darkness. Light-giving God, we give you thanks that the darkness of fear, superstition, and isolation has been overcome through the holiness and righteousness of our God, and that nothing in this life can ever defeat it. As we follow God's life-giving path to fullness of life. Amen. My friends, as we share in God's grace, we seek ways to share our gratitude with God and our neighbors. Through prayer and pondering, we discover new ways to give our offerings of talents, treasures, and time with a peaceful spirit. With that, our morning offering will be received.
Thank you.
our gifts of time, talent, and treasures. May your boundless wisdom compel us to use our energies in ways that will share the most love in our world. Amen. As we seek the presence of God in our world. Amen.